We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Antonio Phillips joins us presently, Ball State defensive back. By the way, nice phone case, man.
Appreciate that.
Where'd you get a phone case of yourself?
Man, I ordered it offline and I was supposed to give it to my mama for Mother's Day. Ended up keeping it. Don't tell her about that one.
Did you get her one, too?
I didn't get a one. That's why I said don't tell her about that one.
Well, is she listening?
She I don't think so. I ain't tell her about this.
Okay,
so
we'll cut this out of the version we post online.
We'll cut it out. I got us some flowers. So.
I guess that makes it even. How excited are you right now?
Man, I'm fired up. I'm ready to get back to it.
What's the last 72 hours been like?
You know, it's been hectic, but at the same time, I kind of knew, had an idea it was coming back. We were the only D1 conference not playing, so it was kind of like, you know, it's going to come eventually. So I wasn't, you know, too stressed about it not happening.
The meeting that Coach New told you that it was coming back, he had the football helmet on. Like, describe that moment for me and just take me in that Zoom call.
Well, of course, we was all excited. But, like, just seeing that, seeing how excited he was for us makes you want to run through a wall for him. He had the helmet on. He in there in the office and stuff fired up. But, just excitement, joy. We ready to get back to it. And especially after the disappointment of having our season taken away, and then we can finally have it back and, you know, getting ready to go this fall. So definitely excitement.
The last thing with Coach New was about the change in leadership at the top of the defense and Coach Stockton being the new defensive coordinator for you guys. Yeah. Take me inside what it's like playing for T-Stock and the energy that's in that room.
Coach Stock is definitely a player's coach. Like you said, energy, that's definitely what you're going to have with Coach Stock. Whether that be in meeting rooms, on the field, through text, Coach Stock going to bring it every day. And that's something I can get behind and I can respect because it's going to take every day and it's going to take every single player we have. And, you know, it's not just to our starters and stuff. He getting everybody going. And, like I said, that's something I can respect and get behind. And, like I said, Coach Stock, he a great fit for us, and I'm excited to see what he going to be able to do for us.
What's changed in him? Like, have you seen anything different in him now being – the defensive coordinator and having that title and that role and that responsibility?
Obviously. I've seen a lot. Like you said, he just stepped into that bigger leader role. He obviously had a role on our defense last year, but it's his defense now. So that's what's changed. He's made it known that it's his defense too. And like I said, I like that.
How so? When you say he's made it known it's his defense?
As far as like just the things we do, the certain things that we did last year, we don't necessarily do this year, whether that be signals and stuff like that. Just, you know.
What can we expect that's, without revealing too much, what can we expect that's different?
Without revealing too much. Well, we got a new defense, I guess. So, we changing some things and
still 3-4.
Yeah, we got some more pressures and stuff coming. So just from different places, different spots, with some little bit of different personnel. So yeah, that's what you can expect.
Do you guys have the best two cornerbacks in the Mid-American Conference?
We got best two corners in the nation. Yes, sir.
You said that very quickly.
Yes, sir. I'm very confident. But like me and AJ both know that it's you're only as good as your last performance. So we come out each and every day working to get better and stuff. And we got some good receivers on our side of the ball that we get to practice against every day. And Yo Hines, like Drew Sarley, Jalen, Justin Hall. I don't know why, but I guess people will sleep on Justin. He 3-time all-conference player. All of them. But, I definitely feel that.
Why are you two guys so good on the outside? Like, what is it about the two of you? What happened? Where did the growth come from last year that kind of rocketed both of you guys to being both ball hawks and guys that can shut you down?
Yeah, so really just kind of preparation and stuff. Give a lot of credit to our safeties we had last year, Ray and Bryce. Those guys they're very smart and know what's going on. And then, like I said, a lot of preparation. We was watching a lot of film before games and stuff. If X do this, he gonna do this. If yada 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 do this, he gonna do this. So stuff like that, being able to know formations and pick up more stuff. And like I said, preparation and just being ready. And then, of course, you put the work in as far as, like, technique-wise and stuff like that. And then, overall, that confidence. Once you got that confidence in you, you line up out there, and it's going to come naturally after all that. And being trusting in yourself and stuff like that and knowing your coaches put you in the right position and stuff to make those plays. So, and then, like I said, Our teammates do a great job of helping us out and making us stay confident. And then, like, that first play you make, especially on the outside, that first play you make on that island, it's like, yeah, I'm here. And you got to have that confidence and that demeanor every time.
How much do you get from watching film? Like, are there plays that you can think of last year where you're like, I know I saw this, and because of that, I did something?
So that's funny you say that, because last year, our first game against IU like August, I forget what day it was or whatever. So IU, the year before that, what was last year, 2019? 2018, 18. They had been running like this play called, we call it pig. It's like a post and a wheel route or whatever. And so basically we run a lot of cover 3 last year. And so we were all throughout the summer, we was going to figure out how we was going to rotate this over instead of, you know, taking and doing something or whatever. But we finally got it together and figured out how we were going to rotate in the back end with us four being Ray, Bryce, and AJ. And so we saw the formation. We saw it happen. And it happened exactly how we expected it to happen. AJ got that pick.
Is that something that happened repeatedly throughout the season where it was like, you know, you just felt really confident knowing what was going to come before you saw it?
Yeah. Again, another instance with Eastern Michigan, something like that happened again where we didn't get a pick that play, but necessarily we saw a play that we had been watching in film and stuff and recognized the formation and stuff. And there it was, the exact same play. And it's just like, yeah, that gratification of like, we really watching this. We really doing this. And so, yeah, that's definitely our preparation makes us better for that.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.